what would Scooby-Doo 3, the last of the comedy and humor music series, although that stuff is pretty much every show. Next week, a killer show, half of which is already planned, called Strap-On Cruise Missiles. Going to start off with Judy Tenuta, and this is On Dating and Death, followed by the Pope song.
So. Now I want to ask you a question. Come closer. Come closer to the goddess. No, you may not possess me. How many of you ever started dating someone because you were too lazy to commit suicide? And you always date someone who'll do it for you. And you should be tipped off when they take you to their apartment and they have a life-size crucifix with your name on it. Yeah, and don't you love these people who say, you know, you've given your whole lives to them, and then they go, wah, wah, I need to see other people. Well, watch Donahue. Okay, sex ape. Yeah, good. And you know, the worst thing about love is someone always says, oh, I love you exactly the way you are. And then they try to change you. And you love them, so you change for them. And then they say, well, I'm leaving because you're not the same person fell in love with. Oh, thanks, Uncle Fester. Good. I have this friend, Mary Beth Easy. Well, she's not really my friend. She's more like a landmass with a perm. No, but I mean it as a compliment. And she calls me in the middle of the night, and I'm a petite flower, and I'm trying to ovulate. It happened. And she calls me, and she says, Judy, Judy. No, she cannot possess me. She says, oh, Judy, are you coming to my wedding? I said, oh, yeah. Like I have time. I really have time to buy her a blender. Just because some pipe fitter is poaching her eggs. Yeah. Just because some bus boy from Meals on Wheels found her F-stop. I have better things to do, like stay in bed and complain. You know what that's like, don't you, Princess of Power? So she says to me, yeah, but Judy, this guy really loves me. I said, well, how do you know? She goes, well, because the other day I was in the van, and I guess my fiancé got jealous because he shot me in the head. I said, oh, nice. You better grab that stud. He's sensitive. I said, while you're at it, why don't you marry Klaus von Bülow? Huh? Yeah, he'll finish you off. Or how about Jerry Lee Lewis? Oh, yes. He knows how to treat a woman child. Jerry Lee Lewis, yes, I want to date him. Oh, what is he, 0 for 6 now? How come nobody investigates this guy? 2 days after each one of his honeymoons, his wives are found face down in the pool. And he says, well, I guess I'm a good lover. Oh, I guess so, Jacques Cousteau. Come up for air, diver Dan. Oh. Come closer. Come closer to the goddess. I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, no. not just using them to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah. I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soul. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kowalski, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. He'd be my main man, I'd be his blue nun. He'd teach me him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I just want a cowboy to whom I can confess. Yeah, I just want a cowboy in a long white silky dress. Come closer to the goddess, come closer. Oh, let's go back in time.
Oh. Okay. We have news from Alternative Tentacles that Wesley Willis passed away. He had leukemia, and his records are on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. He passed away this week, and this goes out to his survivors, loved ones, friends, fans, and everyone affected by this. This is from the compilation from Alternative Tentacles called Apocalypse Always. This is Wesley Willis doing Good News is Rock and Roll.
Jesus is keeping me on the road.
All right, man.
I keep on moving. I am cruising to the nearest top. Rock and roll. I speeded so fast. I was moving at 90 miles per hour. I was riding like a hillbilly. Thanks to that. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news is rock and roll. Johnny Inkslinger found a dog lying in the street dead. He was shot with a BB gun. He was BB'd to death. Good news! Good news! Good news! Good news is rock and roll! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Folgers is good to the last drop.
When you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I won't be there. You'll be there. I won't be there. And if you'd like to call, remember, when you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I won't be there. You'll be there. I won't be there. And if you'd like to call me off the air, I'll be happy to discuss that with you. You're one of these guys that likes to call in and make little obscene remarks. That's because you have no brain for one thing. You have no courage for another. You're not a man. You're a shell of a worm that nothing but dead men's bones live inside of it. You don't have the courage to face anybody. But hey, Bill, have a nice night, and don't look for me in hell. I have no intentions of being there, but unless you make some drastic changes, I can assure you, my friend, you'll have a front row seat. Have a good time.
I think I know that guy, Mike. His IQ's about 3.
If that, he's brain dead.
David in Minot, North Dakota.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, brother, we're doing blessed.
Steve, can you pray for a situation with my family? My wife and I were both Christians when we married 5 years ago. About a year ago, her mother passed away. And ever since then, she has been, I guess, blaming God for her mother's untimely passing.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she quit going to church with me. And now she's saying things that make me wonder if she's even still a believer like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, I pray for her. That's the first, very first thing to do, you know.
Yeah.
But it's rough not having her support. You know, because I'm not a pastor, I'm a layperson, you know, but we have a Christian Brownfoot Club that we started up in Minot, and that's been really taking off, you know, and she hasn't been supportive of that at all. I'm kind of having to run the whole thing by myself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's been really difficult. I sure could use a shot in the arm tonight.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, all things, O God. All things, Father, all things work together for good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we believe you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For David's wife. Mm-hmm. We stand in the gap for her right now.
Her name is Joyce, Steve.
Father, her name is Joyce. I just told the Lord her name is Joyce, like he doesn't know.
Amen. You're so right.
Father, her name is Joyce. What she look like? No, just kidding.
Thank
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, her name is Joyce.
Oh, thank you. You, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, get her, Lord. Get the woman named Joyce who lives with David.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Get her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for it.
You're back. Took a real harsh bong hit, and it's got me choked up.
All right, praise the Lord.
Praise.
I tell you, people fool around with the Holy Ghost. you know. People pour on, I wouldn't want to fool around with the Holy Ghost. You know? Thank you, Lord. I just wouldn't want to fool around with the Holy Ghost. Because you know what? That thing which you say will cling to you. You'll be cursed.
Well, I woke up this morning, had heaven on my mind, and glory down in my soul. Glory of the Lord is filling me, making the hallelujahs roll. Feel like I could just run and run for miles on down the road. See that you're going where it is hard, and you're carrying a heavy load. You move over just a little bit, I'll lend you a helping hand. Go the way, look the way, and hard, but together we can stand. Know just what you've been going through, been down that same old road. You move over just a little bit, I'll let you carry that load.
Let's go to Pete. Hello, Pete. This is Youth Wake. You're on the air.
Hey, Rick.
How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Good. What's your comment?
Well, you know, you're talking about what teams need, and, you know, it's just so awesome what God's done in my life. You know, just give him the praise. You know, 5 years ago, I was already messing with drugs, you know, like Mark, and really in debt. And stuff, you know, borrowed a lot of money from people to keep my habit going. And I was living, you know, down in the San Fernando Valley and, you know, doing prostitution and stuff to bring in enough money to, you know, keep my habit. You know, I was doing a lot of crystal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just give God the glory, though, because he, you know, he just changed my life, you know, and was rough at first because...
Pete, I hate interrupting. We're going to have to cut it pretty short here so we can get other callers. So if you could just wrap it up in about a minute or so.
Yeah, I'm really tired right now.
Oh, that's fine.
But, you know, I got healed at a W.V. Grant rally down there, and my back was healed, you know. And that was one thing, that because that proved that God could do the supernatural. And he can, you know, he's awesome. He can do
right.
Supernatural. And then the other thing was just, you know, I had Christian girlfriends before, you know, but they didn't really, you know, they didn't seem to be living what they preached, you know.
Sure, sure.
Finally hooked up, you know, this good Christian girlfriend who read the Bible and talked the talk and walked the walk and just gave phenomenal head. And it really changed.
Okay, we're going to move on here to other callers.
We obviously had a caller who's been baiting us from the very beginning.
I think he's smarter than we are, Bill.
I think he was a lot smarter, and we'll just take him in innocence, and we'll always let him be smarter. The Bible says for us to esteem every man as greater than ourselves. The man that did that is going to, you know, he falls under the verse that says, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ. So someday he may be waiting in front of the lake of fire, but he's going to confess him. And with that, go on, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Fascinating. And it's all... This is also amusing. We are a nation of distractees. We are easily distracted by anything that's loud, that smells bad, tastes sweet... or shines. We are easily distracted in America. I love you, America. I love you. You're crazy, but I love you. And it is those giant cars with the tires that are three stories high. I mean, you have to admit, that's a sight to see a truck or a vehicle with tires three stories high that go over things. Hey, we all have to have a place to go. Doug, welcome to KJFK.
Well, how you doing, Henry?
Oh, I'm having a good time.
Well, so am I. I've been kind of ill. Last week I was kind of sick, and so it sure is good, you know, to kind of have some sunny weather to help me recover a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, my, I'm getting some vitamin D, you know, from the sunlight.
Are you sitting out in the sun right now, Doug?
I am. I'm on a cordless phone. I'm sitting out in the sun, getting me some sunlight. I had typhus last week.
You had typhus?
Yeah, I had a typhoid infection. And it showed.
What is going on there?
Satan is alive and well in Austin, Texas.
Doug, what's
Satan
happening?
Satan is alive and well in Austin, Texas.
Doug, what is happening?
Satan is alive and well. Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Unfortunately, there are people in this community who are simply brain dead, who don't get much out of life. Let's move on to the next caller. Paul, welcome.
I'm calling
Hello.
In to
Hello.
Henry.
Yes, Henry's on the air. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff or Jim?
Jeff.
Well, the way I feel, since the Lord saved me, words can never, never tell. I'm fully whole, resourced, and so with Jesus I shout a well. He's living in me, as you plainly can see, that's the reason I shout in fame. I'm washed in the blood, I'm a millionaire, I'm a child of the King. I'm a Jesus man, yes, I'm a Jesus man. In Jesus' name, a soul to flame with Christ, I am an heir. Now forevermore, a tethered or an or, there's nothing like it below. I'll be in the sky in the by and by, I'm a Jesus man.
So this guy's calling, you've called from Tulsa?
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
We don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
You heard No FX doing The Separation of Church and Skate. Before that, Brother Russell did When You Get to Hail, Choked Up About Jesus, What Teens Need, and Alive and Well. And that is all from Melba Comes Alive CD. Before that, Camper Van Beethoven did Take the Skinheads Bowling, a song you can hear in the Bowling for Columbine film. Wesley Willis did Good News is Rock and Roll, and started off with Judy Tenuta from the Buy This Pigs album, Dating and Death, Like There's a Difference, and The Pope Song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear it repeated throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, early in the morning, and at 8 or 9 at night, Eastern Time, USA, and also Sunday mornings, oh so appropriately, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. Oh, interrupted by dickless, impotent, sexually dysfunctional, abusive people who need to abuse this entire lovely West Philadelphia community with their extremely volumed sirens. Let's pray for them. Lord, please restore the genital functioning power of those limbic abusers who have just raced by this neighborhood with extreme volumes. Please give them the sex toys that they need from Divine Interventions, divine-interventions.com, and give them their very own copies of the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo and the Baby Jesus Butt Plug, because they need it. And in addition to the relay broadcast, you can hear the show at two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the first installment of Strap-On Cruise Missiles. That'll be a two-part show, and it's already mostly planned. It's going to be extremely hot. I've been working on that one all week, honestly. And we're going to bring back a lot of special blasts from the past, including some special home-brewed creations you loved so well. So, next week, don't miss Strap-On Cruise Missiles. And you'll also get some special treats from the past, home-recorded. Again, Wesley Willis passed away this past week, and you can get news on that at AlternativeTentacles.com and information on leukemia and lymphoma at leukemia-lymphoma.org. And again, condolences to Alternative Tentacles, Jello Biafra, all of Wesley's friends, fans, loved ones, and survivors, and everyone who knew him. Got a whole lot of live guests coming up, including Diane Fornbacher and friend from the Drug Policy Forum. And that will be in late September. Possibly Jennifer Hunter in September. And you can help make that happen by calling her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, for her telephone online Dom service, or referring her to somebody who is into that. And she's online at jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And she's coming back in September, not August. And possibly Renee Bryant from ontherag.net. She's the singer of All or Nothing HC, coming to Philadelphia September 12th with the Midnight Creeps, and that will be really hot. And touring the country some of the time with the Midnight Creeps. All of that is at ontherag.net. The Reverend's next live appearance will be in Newark, New Jersey on September 13th at the African Globe Studios, 1028 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. The farewell ever show of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, plus the CD release party of David Rovix, plus Saviors of the Underworld, Mahina Movement, Chainsaw Little Kids, and DJing by Real DJ Real Eyes and MC'd by Reverend Bookburn. That is September 13th, doors at 6 p.m., $10. They have the building all night, so there's no limits to how much of a party this will be. And you can check it out at everreviledrecords.com. And Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and All or Nothing HC are in the August issue of Maximum Rock and Roll. Gonna play as many requests as I can tonight. I have way too much music as usual, and comedy CDs. And big thanks for all of the feedback for the first two installments of What Would Scooby Do? And some of that's going to be a part of the show, stuff people sent me. And somebody pointed out rather correctly that I gave the wrong internet address for the farting president doll. This is an alternative to that laughable, hilarious, idiotic presidential action figure that KB Toys came out with. And if it wasn't enough of a joke, they made it 12 inches. Very realistic. However, prankplace.com has provided the farting president, and that has about 7 sounds. You can click on and sample them on the site, and maybe we can get them for the background of Asshole of the Week. You can check this out at prankplace.com. And speaking of George W. Numbnuts Warhead, Enron Ho, Taliban Wannabe Bush, there is a great site that is new to me called bushrecall.org. The messages are short and sweet and very, very well articulated. It's something that the biggest idiot you know at work or in the neighborhood or at the family gathering or anywhere else can understand. bushrecall.org. There's some real comedy happening now. And you know it's real comedy. You know it's funny if they even have the gall to use the words Christian and science in the same sentence. But there is a Christian Science Fair and online, and everybody cracks up. This is worth it. They're at objective.jesussave.us/creationsciencefair.html. You will laugh your head off. Everybody does. And another humor site, yo-god.com. Definitely hilarious. The Reverend saw a great show Friday night at the Trocadero in Philadelphia, thanks to the great Mr. Scott Johnston. And the ancient burlesque kind of show that we have been hyping and raving about for the last couple of weeks. It happened, and it was fantastic. It was also a reunion of sorts with old friends, and just a killer, killer show. If they ever go on the road, see them wherever you are. And if you're in Philly or come to Philly, be sure to see the Peekaboo Review, organized by Scott Johnston. The Reverend's old friend Jillian is sometimes in it, as well as Sister Tamara. And great characters like Diva DeVille and so many other funny names. It's long, a lot of great acts, a lot of great songs. And thank you, Scott Johnston, for alerting the Reverend to your appearance at the Trocadero. We also might be getting Mary Carey, one of the candidates for governor for California, in here if she comes eastward. And she knows she has a standing invitation, and there may be an appearance if she comes eastwards. We are in communication, and she is at MaryCareyForGovernor.com, and we're going to deal with some of her platform, like her Porn for Pistols program, and I imagine it means some of the porn that she's in, but regardless, we're going to deal with that when we deal with the strap-on cruise missiles show, which will be funny and serious, look at the war criminals who lead the nation that we are broadcasting from. Let's see, somebody asked me about the downloading thing that encrypts a user's name so that they are not in trouble with the download police Nazis. It's called Earth Station 5, invented by a Palestinian organization. I don't know where, and I don't have a web address, but run a search or find somebody who knows where Earth Station 5 is. And speaking of space, this will be of interest to people who are into astronomy, which is a real science. It's not like astrology or religion. But if you're into astronomy or stars and planets and what have you, you're supposed to see Mars better than any other time in the lifetime of anybody who is alive today. That's right, it'll be more clearly than any other time you'll ever get on August 27th, which is coming up. So, if you want to see Mars, the things that thrill us. There's way too much shit on here. So, I'm going to stop talking. There's a lot of comedy CDs, a lot of humor music, plus some other treats, and a whole lot of great shit I found on the internet. So I'm going to shut up and start playing music. This is by an old punk band called The Depraved, which was a pretty accurate name. And this is from their album called Stupidity Maketh the Man. This song is called Shout.
You know you make me wanna shout.
Sleep on the west front. You buy my tent. just as quiet as a mouse. And get your booty in that kitchen and fry me up some pork chops and eggs like they do at Waffle House.
If you love me, you sleep on the wet spot, you buy my tampons, your food stamps, you take out the garbage, you clean out the cat box. If you love me, darling, the wet spot is yours. Quit your snoring, it's so boring, and I'm freezing cause you're teasing me with just the corner of the covers. I could smother your face with a pillow, billow in the sheets when you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. If you love me,
everybody will sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampons.
You'll buy my tampons.
With your food stamps.
With your food stamps.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling.
The wet spot is yours.
The wet spot is yours. If you love me, darling. The wet spot is yours. Or sleep on the floor.
Okay, the Reverend Bookburn curse has struck again. Last week we implored the powers of the universe to strike in a very profound way the abusive male masters of the cherished coffee goddesses, and that is something that became a reality. All kinds of shit came down upon their heads for abusing the cherished coffee goddesses by the owners. And also this week, one of these assholes, actually the worst of them, ended up fired. So the Reverend and the coffee goddesses have been celebrating all week, and the downside is that one of the goddesses was in a serious car accident, and we're going to play her a song right now. This is by MDC from their Millions of Dead Cops compilation CD. This track is entitled Chicken Squawk. This is for Mother Therese.
When I walk into the store, they're selling chickens by the floor. They eat dead birds and they for me. And I don't eat roast beef or fish. It's walking big, it's not a dish. Go ahead and let your chickens free. Chicken oil is for the new. Want to keep it with chickens to you. I don't think oil is for girls, down to you. And I don't want to eat no hands, not even every now and then. I just want to let all the little chickens be. Well, swing to the east and swing to the west. We're going to chicken that you love best. Come on down to the chicken crawl with me. I wish that Daffy got the local animal for the hunt and dog to dream about a little frequency. And Bugs Bunny's a friend of mine, eating him feel like cracking.
Flag-waving, cheerleading, rah-rah bullshit stopped or died down at all? Really? It's still going? Fucking, oh, what a bummer that shit is. Oh, I get it. The first, like, week, I get it. I get it, especially when it's, like, you know, firemen around. You wave it at the firemen, you go, yeah. But, I mean, after, like, 4 months, you know, and you see these fucking, you know, trophy wives with their fucking $80,000 Lexus SUVs driving around with flags. You're like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. You're just encouraging more bombs. Stop it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's just a completely empty gesture. It's like, what does that mean to you? I mean, united we stand. No, I read the bumper sticker. I mean, tell me in your words what it means. It means, these colors do not run. No. Okay. Yeah, I get it. So, it's just, what, you know, they're just part of a club. They're just excited to be part of the flag-waving club on their street. Look, we're all waving flags. Ha 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 ha. Flag! Hooray! And it's so fucking, such an empty gesture, and so full of, like, this crass commercialization. Like, you know, fucking 24 hours after those fucking buildings went down, people all over the country are going, I own a flag distribution thing. Hello. Hello, ribbon money. Hello, flag money. You know, and it was like 3 days later when you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing those fucking infomercials for, like, you know, the Freedom Kit. You know, 12 different size flags. You can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 different flags. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your car. Stick them in your windows. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Eat it. Special edible flags. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids. So all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. How's that for a kind of weird global karmic irony? There are guys, there are dissidents in China making our flags so that people who remain willfully ignorant in this country, these guys, people are in jail for, like, expressing the opinion, like, I'd like to have more papers to read, you know. Yet we live in a country where you actually have access to the news, and nobody wants it. They don't want to get the real news. I'm too busy to get on the Guardian UK website. That's the fucked up thing. I got to read other countries' papers to find out what's going on in my country. That's fucked up. That ain't right. Mm-mm. That shit ain't right. And I don't know for sure. I need my beer for this. I don't know for sure, and I won't know for many years. It's going to be quite a while. But I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst. I mean, like really bad, dangerously bad. Like, and I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean like, you know, it's fucking nuts, man. It's that guy is so, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's $20 a gallon, and you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy, you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. There's no, at no point in time ever are we gonna go, whew, got them all, everybody loves us again. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. All we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real. What a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing, you know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean, I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner going, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be president. I don't know what to do. No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. I mean, we're all treating him like he came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on, you did good. You did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to him? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't bother. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. It's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh, my God. Where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh, fuck. I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing, like, everybody's focusing on the war of terrorism, which is that much, if you can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with, using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know, separation of church and state. It's all being rolled back, you know. But we're ignoring it. We're going, hey, good job on the bombing, you know. And he, as I said, he's all he's doing is making more terrorists. I mean, what is our humanitarian effort in Afghanistan? We're fucking... What do? We dropped pudding cups on the most heavily mined country on the planet. Pudding cups that also, oddly enough, look like the fucking mines. For real. For real. Like, that's going to do it. That's going to make the whole fucking, you know, that's going to make all these fucking newly limbless orphan kids, you know. They're like, I love America. Thank you, America, for your delicious puddings. Hey, go out and get some of those pudding cups. Some of them are mines. Well, let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. For every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups! Thank you, Uncle Sam! Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, you know, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And the one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that he is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China and then vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy. Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. Hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody. They take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys seem to be wanting. What we're going to do. All right, yeah. So, yeah. And now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's mustache in the third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's mustache! Come on! Oh, boy. It's going to be big. Yeah. And John Ashcroft, our attorney general. John Ashcroft. Fucking, That guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all the... Well, his entire cabinet. I mean, that's... he's the Attorney General. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected after he had served for 4 years in his home state. He lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who had been dead for 7 weeks. The voters of his state, when faced with that choice in the voting booth, were like, ooh, yeah, that is tough. All right.
Okay, we're going to play a song for the Peekaboo Review, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, cast and crew, for their stellar performance at the Trocadero last Friday night. And they're also headlining on September 2nd at the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. And in Philadelphia, they're playing the first Saturday of the month, I believe every month, at the Five Spot. This is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Take your clothes off when you dance.
There will come a time when everybody who is lonely will be free to sing and dance in love. There will come a time when every evil that we know will be an evil that we can rise above. Who cares if hair is long or short or straight or partly gray? We know that hair ain't where it's at. There will come a time when you won't even be ashamed if you are fat. Wah, 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 wah.
Okay, that was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Take your clothes off when you dance. And what's the ugliest part of your body? David Cross did My Wife's Crazy from the Shut Up You Fucking Baby comedy CD. MDC did Chicken Squawk. Asylum Street Spankers, who just played last night, did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot. And started off with The Depraved doing Shout. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is What Would Scooby Do? Part 3. And there's some good news in Reverend Bookburn circles. Some of the people who are still writing about the Peace and Healing shows that were done for The Heartbroken about a month ago, are reporting, or not too many people, but a couple of people are reporting some happy endings, one of whom is people in a nasty situation who are healing and becoming friends. So congratulations. Hope the show was helpful or at least of comfort. And there's also a wedding coming up of two book burners, and the Reverend hasn't been asked to do that for them, but if so, we'll marry them on the air. And as always, the Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic Fundamentalist or any other Taliban-model theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, as in Dan Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. And at the website sjcdc.org, the South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend on the web is at radiovolta.org, DJ Pages, the Reverend is in. And what else is in Reverend news? Nothing. However, there is pedophiles in the news. The child molester who was running an anti-abortion home for teenage women in Pensacola area of Florida named John Burt, who is also an anti-abortion terrorist and friend of anti-abortion assassin Paul Hill, was recently released on bond. So lock up your teens. And priest, convicted pedophile priest John Geoghegan, was killed by another inmate in the prison where he was housed. The Bookburn curse has been striking like crazy this week, by the way. And thank you, everybody who protested John Ashcroft, alias Ayatollah Ashcraft, as Dr. Susie would call him, who protested him at his Philly appearance. He's actually touring to promote his Nazi legislation, the updated and expanded Patriot Act. And for information, in contrast to the bullshit he's espousing on the Patriot Act, otherwise known as the shit-canning of even the pretense of democracy, you can check out the website of the American Civil Liberties Union at ACLU.org. And some interesting stuff from Jim Hightower at jimhightower.com. This is from a link at his site called Weblog, which had all kinds of great stuff on it. U.S. admits it used napalm bombs in Iraq. And also an article about Al Franken's lawsuit with Fox News, but that's coming up later. And from Lord Jesus, the Reverend's friend and eBay music pusher, eBay is more fucked up than ever. At first they seemed kind of whiny about bootlegs and copyrights and what have you, and that's kind of understandable because of the liability, but now it's selective. Now they'll take down somebody's auction because they simply don't like the content. Lord Jesus has an extensive collection of Charles Manson related materials, some books, some recordings, some comics, and he's not a Manson freak, but he collects that kind of stuff. He collects a lot of weird stuff, old cult movies, anything bizarre, and he has several copies of this unique Manson comic book that's also kind of rare, and they said, "We don't sell things about serial killers. We only like extreme mass murderers like the president and the war criminals, but we don't want to sell something about a small ligger like Charlie." So, fuck you, eBay. And we're going to have to get, like, alternative auctions going so that the increasingly worse, eBay has other auctions where people can freely distribute and exchange materials. I've spoken about Cheryl Miller before. Her widower was at one of Diane Fornbacher's recent parties. Cheryl had MS and was a user of medicinal marijuana, which caused them years of all kinds of legal hassles and trials and, I believe, bankruptcy at one point. And she passed away a month or so ago. And there's going to be a memorial, and they're doing like a big one-month promo thing for Cheryl Miller, who died of muscular sclerosis this year. It's online at Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, CherylDCMemorial.org. And that is really worth supporting. And hello to her widower, who is really cool. And it was like we were meeting him, those of us who didn't know him, like about a half a week after it happened. And yeah, this memorial is definitely worth supporting. All right, way too much more shit than I feel like reading. There's so much great shit on the web right now, including by Bill Berkowitz, Faith-Based Drug Wars at workingforchange.com. A lot of great stuff at alternet.org, including Vacation Starvation and The Desperminator, about a scientist in India who perfected contraception, but this kind is for men. There's no link for this, so you'll have to write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and say that you want this article by email. I'll send it to you if you want it. Plus, it'll be in the notoriously long playlist and show write-up. Cameraman killed by U.S. troops. And this is also an email-only thing from The Guardian in the UK. Vatican told bishops to cover up sex abuse. More on Ayatollah Ashcraft and his insane Patriot Act. GOP bill would add anti-terror powers at commondreams.org.
The way I see it, yeah.
From truthout.org, White House lied to New Yorkers about 9/11 health risks. The war foes were right. The danger of American fascism, all that at truthout.org. And from the great author Harvey Wasserman, articles on the power outages. And if you click on that one on the main page, you'll have access to all of his other great articles on the subject. He's really one of the true and only honest experts in the country who's known by people on energy-related issues. Harvey Wasserman, Power Outages, at freepress.org. I know, racing through the plugs. How America Nukes Its Own Troops, at SierraTimes.com, SierraTimes.com. From the role models of Al-Qaeda, the American Christian Taliban, the American anti-abortion movement, there have been 4 death threats issued because of the impending execution of anti-abortion terrorist sniper assassin Paul Hill that is scheduled for September 3rd. 4 threats issued, that each of which contained a bullet sent by mail to the judge who did the sentencing, the warden at the prison Paul Hill is in, the Florida Attorney General, and the Secretary of the Department of Corrections. So, we're going to play a few songs next week for the clinic defenders who remain, who have not run away from the front lines, including the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, theyoungsters@maggotpunks.com. And if you're young and you're a friend of Maggot Punks and you don't remember all the terror years, all the years of the blockades, of the assaults, the stalkings, the violence, which has not ended, go up to the Maggot Punks or somebody near you and have a drink with them, have a cup of coffee with them, give them a big hug, and do it now while they're alive and still defying death by facing the ultimate terrorists, the army of God, missionaries to the unborn, and similar nut jobs. Paul Krasner's new book, Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, From Toad Slime to Ecstasy, is 5 stars, highly recommended, and available only at his website, paulkrasner.com. Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. More great humor at landoverbaptist.org. Harry Potter is driving children insane. That's at landoverbaptist.org. And from whitehouse.org, Operation Infinite Purity. All right. Sick of talking. We'll come back and talk about the last show that Dr. Susan Block did and some other shit. First, we'll play some comedy by Bobcat Goldthwait, who, I don't know whatever became of him. The last thing I knew of him was he was on a kind of Married with Children clone show that was called Unhappily Ever After. And then he was engaged to the young star from that, Nikki Cox, who played the daughter. And after that, I don't know. But this is from the late 80s when he was at his prime. And it's called Meet Bob. And it's spelled like Eat My Meat kind of meat. And from the Meet Bob album, this is Bobcat Goldthwait. This is live.
And now it's time to bring up the headliner of the evening, a very special gentleman. Please welcome to the stage Bobcat Goldthwait.
Still was.
just when I went there, there was this new guy doing it. Oh. I like playing Igby's. You know, you want to hang on to those disco balls, because, you know... You never know when the average white band might have a comeback tour. Right away, I would like to apologize. I guess that's for the stereo effect. Right away. Comedy, 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 comedy. See, I don't have it. I'm recording this album, and it's so frustrating because I don't know any jokes. I mean, I hear jokes all the time. People always, you know, if you're in my line of work, people are, oh, they just fester to tell you a joke. People will recognize me and go, hey, I got a good joke for you. Do you want to hear a joke? Yeah, yeah, that'd be a treat, yeah. I haven't heard jokes every night of my life for 10 fucking years. Yeah, that'd be a real special occasion. The reason I don't like jokes is because jokes essentially are just tiny little lies, you know? And, you know, because they're never true, right? People always go, like, look, come on, gotta go, let me tell you a joke. I'm going, okay, yeah, okay. God says, okay, like, these two guys, wait, I messed it up. Get it right, pal, you know?
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Now I do. Girls would turn the color of an avocado when he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. While he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. That's New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not around here. Not like you. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole.
You do know, folks, you do know, living in this country, you know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is, most people seem indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources. Advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit, and always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner. It's really nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue, all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these fucking cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would fuck this country up. And I think deep down Americans know that. That's why they elected and reelected Bill Clinton. You betcha. You betcha. Yeah. Because the American people like their bullshit right out front where they can get a good, strong whiff of it. Clinton might be full of shit, but at least he lets you know it. Doesn't he? Dole tried to hide it, didn't he? Dole kept saying, I'm a plain and honest man. Bullshit. People don't believe that. What did Clinton say? He said, hi, folks, I'm completely full of shit, and how do you like that? And the people said, you know something? At least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit. It's just like the business world, same as business. Everybody knows by now, all businessmen, completely full of shit. Just the worst kind of low-life criminal cocksuckers you could ever want to run into. A fucking piece of shit businessman. And the proof of it is, they don't even trust each other. They don't trust one another. When a businessman sits down to negotiate a deal, the first thing he does is to automatically assume that the other guy is a complete lying prick who's trying to fuck him out of his money. So he's got to do everything he can to fuck the other guy a little bit faster and a little bit harder. And he's got to do it with a big smile on his face. You know that big bullshit businessman smile? And if you're a customer, well, that's when you get the really big smile. Customer always gets that really big smile as the businessman carefully positions himself directly behind the customer and unzips his pants and proceeds to service the account. I'm servicing this account. This customer needs service. Now you know what they mean. Now you know what they mean when they say, we specialize in customer service. Whoever coined the phrase, let the buyer beware, was probably bleeding from the asshole. But that's business. That's business. But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit. You have to stand in awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you. Thank you. But, thank you. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit. Which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another one of these mindless religious robots blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship. Something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight, you can't see the sun at night. But first thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer. But hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved. Hasn't said an unkind word. Treats me fine. So, I worship the sun. But I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite. I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors. Do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. Most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. It's not nice, and it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. You know, your sister needs an operation on her crotch. Your brother was arrested for defecating in a mall. But most of all, you'd really like to fuck that hot little redhead down at the convenience store. You know, the one with the eye patch and the club foot, huh? Can you pray for that? I think you'd have to. And I say, fine, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything. But what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan. Gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? Doesn't it seem a little arrogant? It's a divine plan. What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine. But if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will? It's all very confusing. So to get around a lot of this, I decided to worship the sun. But, as I said, I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't fuck around. Doesn't fuck around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. For years, I asked God to do something about my noisy neighbor with the barking dog. Joe Pesci straightened that cocksucker out with one visit. It's amazing what you can accomplish with a simple baseball bat. So I've been praying to Joe for about a year now. And I noticed something. I noticed that all the prayers I used to offer to God and all the prayers I now offer to Joe Pesci are being answered at about the same 50% rate. Half the time I get what I want, half the time I don't. Same as God, 50-50. Same as the four-leaf clover, the horseshoe, the rabbit's foot, and the wishing well. Same as the mojo man. Same as the voodoo lady who tells you your fortune by squeezing the goat's testicles. It's all the same, 50-50. So just pick your superstition, sit back, make a wish, and enjoy yourself. And for those of you who look to the Bible for its literary qualities and moral lessons, I got a couple of other stories I might like to recommend for you. You might enjoy The Three Little Pigs. That's a good one. Has a nice, happy ending. Then there's Little Red Riding Hood, although it does have that one X-rated part where the big bad wolf actually eats the grandmother, which I didn't care for, by the way. And finally, I've always drawn a great deal of moral comfort from Humpty Dumpty. The part I like the best, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's because there is no Humpty Dumpty and there is no God. None, not one, never was, no God. In fact, I'm going to put it this way. If there is a God, if there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right. Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See, nothing happened. Oh, wait, got a little cramp in my leg. And my balls hurt. Plus, I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, huh? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you all very much. Joe bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have fun. Good. Thank you very much.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
Oh, shit, man! Well, I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we also have a runner-up. There have been many, many requests for that sick fuck Taliban guy from Alabama, Roy Moore. But he already has been Asshole of the Week in the past. So we have different people, but he was one of the more requested people since Rick Santorum. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is an abusive scum named Johnny Byrd, who is the House Speaker in the state of Florida, anti-abortion legislature, and friend of another member of the Bush crime family, Governor Jeb Bush, from the Special Ed Department of Government. Johnny Byrd has been pushing for legislation to restrict all medical services for any woman underage and requiring mandatory reporting to her family, including abortion services, thus escalating abusiveness in even more homes and perpetrating problems and crises of young women in Florida. He's not content with being involved in the case of the woman with developmental disabilities who was raped while in the state's care in a state hospital and forced to carry the child to term. Thanks to Johnny Byrd and fellow abuser Governor Jeb Bush. So Johnny Byrd, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Who could be worse than that? Asshole of the Week is South Dakota Governor Janklo, who, in addition to being the asshole who was largely responsible for the wrongful imprisonment of American Indian Movement member Leonard Peltier, info@leonardpeltier.org, to free him. But even more recently, he has, after bragging for years about how he likes high-speed driving, recklessly drove, sped into a biker, and killed the biker with no consequences. This man... Oops, lost my fart sounds. This man is Asshole of the Week, Governor Janklo. And since...
Oh, shit, man! Well, I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
And since Roy Moore has already been Asshole of the Week before, at the beginning of his fight for that big Ten Commandments stone thing in Alabama, we're going to give him another award. He gets the Taliban Award for making the Taliban come in their caves, for being so supportive of them, and being such a theocrat and a Christian supremacist and abuser of the judiciary and the Constitution. So, Roy Moore, the delusional, hallucinating theocrat, gets the Taliban Award of the Week. And there's one more. Oh, and the Media Buffoon Award goes to Fox News for suing Al Franken, the comedian, over his latest book, which is, by the way, very highly recommended. entitled Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. A fair and accurate depiction of the right by Al Franken. And Al Franken thanks Fox News for submitting the most stupid brief ever filed in court. And there's also an article about that, about the Al Franken and Fox News lawsuit at jimhightower.com weblog. All right, definitely heard that sound enough. So, gonna move on to a song from the Rise Above benefit CD. This is a benefit CD to release to free the West Memphis 3. Info at wm3.org. And you can get Rise Above from Henry Rollins, ex-Black Flag Singers, website henryrollins.com. And this is the only legitimate Black Flag cover thing. The Greg Ginn thing is a total bunch of shit in California. However, the Black Flag song tour and benefit for the West Memphis 3 is organized by Henry Rollins, is doing great, and I believe still going around. And the Rise Above CD is highly recommended. It's available from henryrollins.com, and this is Henry and numerous other people doing TV Party.
Roll!
say, that was Henry Rollins and Friends doing TV Party. Before that, George Carlin did American Bullshit, Businessmen, Religion, and There Is No God from the You Are All Diseased CD. Burning Sensations did Pablo Picasso, and that's also in the Repo Man movie. And Bobcat Goldthwait, the beginning of his Meet Bob album from, I believe, 1986 or 87. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the final installment of What Would Scooby Do? Part 3. And I want to hurry up and get to the beginning of a Lenny Bruce CD before we lose the AN listeners. The other streams are going to go at least a little bit over time. And so you'll hear more Lenny Bruce and maybe some other stuff if I'm not too tired, which I kind of am. So just very few final plugs. There's a whole lot of great shit at counterpunch.org. An article by Robert Fisk called Now No One Is Safe in Iraq. That's at counterpunch.org, as well as Current Indie Films Worth Seeing by William Mandel, Solidarity Forever by Stu Albert, that's on the poetry page, and Post Sandinista Nicaragua, all of that at counterpunch.org, from Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. On her last show, Trisha Summers Thumpin' and adult film star Christy Canyon, Christy from the past. And Christy is not one of these conversion people like Tracy Lords and others who either are booksellers or born-again freakazoids. So thank you, Christy Canyon. And it was reportedly a really hot show. There's pictures already up at RadioSusie1.htm at the Dr. Susan Block site. Well, and you can check out Shiko's upcoming for future shows, shows past, four shows up to about a year and a half or 2 years ago. Reverend Bookburn on the Dr. Susie Show, November 23rd, 2002. Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn and Terror Journals at the What's New page and anti-war articles. What else? Anti-war trading card, Wesley Willis information, and all kinds of music and spoken word releases, including great compilations and benefit compilations at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. The Reverend thanks for assistance, information, emails, or just general inspiration for tonight's show to the following: Kenny, Amoeba, Mr. Scott, Rory and Jennifer, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Diana Roger, Mary Carey, Nancy MacGoddess, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Lord Jesus, DJ Cindy of Radio Volta, the Coffee Goddesses, and Mother Therese, Pastor Bader, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, the Peekaboo Review, Jillian, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Ryan, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show, as well as Elegant Angel Video Company, Jennifer Hunter, Ms. Terry, Dark Lady, everyone at Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sex partner, Sister Bay, the community leader. The two Washington independent radio stations that broadcast the show, the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition and Dallas Blanchard. Next week is Strap-On Cruise Missiles. That will be a show not to be missed. And we will bring back some of the very requested home-brewed and home-recorded special blasts from the past. So don't miss it, and don't complain if you do miss it, because I don't do these things very often. Strap-On Cruise Missiles Part 1 next week. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcbc.org. Going to play a track by Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band. This is World War III.
seem to coincide with what the Bible says.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says pray without ceasing. And you, as far as
pray for what?
Pray for what?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look in the book of Matthew, where Jesus, the Lord's Prayer.
What are you praying for?
What am I praying for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh crap! Let me look it up.
So you don't even know why you pray. You just do it, and you don't even know why you do it.
I do it because
you have to look it up.
I want to be accurate here.
Well, what's the reason you pray?
The reason I pray is because I know there's a Father in heaven that loves me, and He just wants to hear what I have to say.
Why?
Why?
He already knows what you're thinking.
That's true.
So why do you need to pray?
Because that's what He wants us to do.
Why?
Because He said so.
Pray for what?
Anything.
Like?
Pray for that the sun's going to rise the next day.
Oh.
Pray that...
So you pray for that?
Yeah.
What if God didn't feel like letting the sun come up tomorrow? Would your praying matter?
Yes, it would.
Oh, so in other words, God may have thought He wouldn't let the sun come up, but because you prayed, He lets it come up.
Not just because I prayed it. The historical evidence about what prayer does, I mean, speaks, I mean...
What historical evidence?
I mean, look the Old Testament. Look at the Psalms. Look at David and the prayers that he prayed to God. And his prayers were answered.
This is all out of the Bible, a book of fiction written by men.
A book of fiction?
Oh, of course.
A book of fiction.
Yeah.
These are historical facts.
What do you mean they're historical facts? According to whom?
According to any scholar
quote a scholar. I mean, who said the Bible is fact?
Chuck Smith.
Who?
Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith. Oh, yeah, that philosopher, Chuck Smith. You're making stuff up now.
Okay, Josephus.
Who?
Josephus. He was a Pharisee during the time of Christ. He witnessed who Christ is.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah. I mean, the historical evidence is there.
What is the historical evidence?
That Christ was prophesied about. He came, He died, and rose again in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know that? How do you know that's a fact?
Huh?
There is no evidence of that. How do you know it's a fact?
If you go back and you look in the other cultures' history books, i.e. Babylonian, Assyrian, Iraqi, Arab.
So you've been reading Iraqi scripture?
Actually, yes, I have.
Really? What have you read?
That it confirms what the Bible has said all along. That that there's times in place that...
Which Iraqi book did you read?
What is it? What's the... Not the Bible, it's the... Not the Torah, it's the, what's the book the Muslims read? Off the top, do you know it?
Why do you call it the Iraqi scriptures?
Because they're an Arab nation and they believe, they follow Islam, the ways of Islam.
I see.
And Islam also comes from...
What was Iraq called back then?
Babylon?
No. Wrong. Would you like to call a lifeline?